Welcome to the Tuesday edition of YB5 on 5FM. Kalibitso, kina Buipelo Moketsi, and I am your radio bae. Now today we're in conversation with the head of marketing and communications at the Transport Education and Training Authority, Sabelo Mbuku. You guys have a very awesome campaign running. It's Pepper See Tomorrow. What is Pepper See Tomorrow all about?
TETA, that is the Transport Education Training Authority, is one of the 21 CETAs that we have in the country. And our mandate, it is to facilitate skills development within the transport sector. Now, when you talk about PEPA, that is the campaign that we are running, which relates to road safety, it then translates a message that TETA wants to send to road users across the country, where we are saying, PEPA, be alert, be aware, so that you can see tomorrow. That is the focus of the campaign that TETA has launched, themed PEPA. Young people that are moving from rural areas especially, they come into the cities where the universities maybe or institutions of higher learning are. And it's very key that we drive these messages so that they can be alert to the busy nature of our roads. So they need to pay more attention. Hence, we are saying, even if you have your earphones on your ears, you need to make sure that you are not walking on the road. You are not crossing those streets because your focus is distorted. Don't continue to text or WhatsApp while you are walking on the road. Then the same is with those that have been bought cars, you know, as they are now moving on to tertiary institutions. They are driving for the first time in this busy road. Same principle that they need not behave like professional drivers. So they are still learning to drive and cope with the pressures of the road. So they need to be alerted all times. Stop those SMSing, WhatsApping, browsing Facebook and all these other social media channels while you are on the wheel. It is very critical that we emphasize those messages because young people get too excited on the roads and they start racing, they start showing off, and it causes accidents unnecessarily so. There is a campaign that will be run, in fact an activation that we'll be doing also related to road safety in the Northwest Province, where we are going to be doing a sort of a roadblock kind of activation so that we can, you know, expand the messaging around road safety. But obviously there are other campaigns that are relating to ERRP, your Economic Reconstruction and Recovery Plan. There are programs that we are, you know, running, supporting small businesses, those that are in the business of e-commerce deliveries. So we are training scooter drivers and providing them with license so that they are able to also participate in that space. So Buipelo, if you give me a short time, then it means we will miss our target because there's a lot that I want to share. Visit our Facebook page, Transport Education Training Authority, so that they can follow all the content that we are publishing, the activities that we have, and all of that is going to then help us to ensure that we maximize the exposure. Other than that, www.teta.org.za will assist you then into getting in touch with TETA and what it does.
Awesome stuff. Sabelo, thank you so much for your time. Keep doing amazing work for the road and our road users. It's really appreciated. We salute you here at 5FM.
Buipelo the Bay, we say thank you to you.
Young Blood 5, saluting champions who are making a difference. Go to 5fm.co.za for more info.
Indeed, I always go on about how it is a treasure of note to go onto the website, and that is exactly where you can find out more information about YB5 and all of the awesome people who make South Africa a better place by making a difference in their communities. It is around about 10 to 3 on the clock.